33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. 100 years ago yesterday, a posse of Texas Rangers raided the border village of Porvenir in the middle of the night. The lawmen took 15 boys and men of Mexican descent to a bluff and shot them. The Porvenir massacre is a little-known dark stain on Texas's history. Historian Glenn Justice has studied it. Glenn, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, and I'm happy to visit with you this morning.
So set this up for us. What was going ahead of this massacre, and what drove the Rangers to kill these men and boys?
Well, my focus is on Presidio County, Texas, which has the border on its west. The western border on Presidio County is Mexico. And in 1910, a terrible civil war broke out in Mexico. There were border raids all up and down the border. Pancho Villa raided Columbus, New Mexico in March of 1916. And then a few weeks later, Villistas attacked Lynn Springs, Texas, in the Big Bend of Texas. And then on Christmas Day, 1917, Villistas attacked the Bright Ranch in Presidio County. And so there was a lot of fear. U.S. citizens, many of them that ranched and lived along the border, left the border. And the Texas Rangers and the U.S. Army were called upon to do what they could. And the problem is, this was not long after the Indian Wars, and about the only tactic that they had was raid and retaliate. So on January 28, 1918, a contingent of soldiers, Texas Rangers, and vigilante ranchers went to Porvenir, Texas, surrounded the village, and rounded up the people, and selected 15 men and boys and marched them off into the darkness and murdered them.
And there was no evidence that these particular folks had been involved in any of the other killings?
No, there was not. It was an act of retaliation, and they selected these 15 from Porvenir simply to make an example of them. It's little known. People are only starting to hear about it now. We did an archaeological investigation 2 years ago at the Porvenir murder site, and we used archaeologists to find artifacts, and these were bullets and shell casings and this sort of thing. And our archaeological investigation discovered that all of this ammunition, or most of it at the murder site, was U.S. military. And it strongly implicates the military, which it was thought for a long time it was the Texas Rangers who did the murders. But And our investigation doesn't exonerate them, but it implicates the military.
Interesting. So you've published about this, and it's becoming more well-known, but why do you think it's been left out of history books for so long?
Well, because of the location and the time. Porvenir was in a very remote area. Of course, we didn't, in 1918, there wasn't the modern technology that we have today. Today we, of course, have TV news and that sort of thing. So it was easy to cover up, and it was covered up until the late 1980s. I was working for the Texas State Historical Association as a staff writer for the Handbook of Texas, and I read Walter Prescott Webb's Texas Ranger book, which is a completely different story. Then when I spent some time in Presidio County on the border, I talked to the old-timers, and they told me a completely different version of what happened. And as a result, I've done this research for many years, and there's no question that the Rangers, the Army, and the vigilantes murdered these innocent people.
So as we mark 100 years, what do you want folks now to know and remember about the massacre?
Well, I don't want the event to be forgotten. I think it should be in our history books. And you would be surprised. We had our commemoration this weekend at the Capitol, or Sunday at the Capitol, and we had descendants of Port Vanier survivors, many, many of them from all over the country. My hope is that this brings closure and healing and understanding to people.
Glenn Justice is a historian who's written extensively about the Port Vanier massacre. Glenn, thank you again for your time.
Thank you.